Hello, Eric.
Hey, bud. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, me neither. I was like, hello, hello. And then I don't know if it was me or if it was you. But
well,
I'm like,
kind of up in the mountains. I'm up in the mountains a little bit. So I was like, well, maybe it's just going in out of range or something.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. I mean, I've driven through there a couple times. My dad actually lives in Puyallup, Washington. So when I go visit him, sometimes like I'll drive up there because that drive through Oregon, you just cannot beat, especially going through the 5 freeway. So I'm like, I love it.
Right. Yeah. It's better to go try going through Central Oregon through Bend instead of I-5.
I'll try that next
time. It might be like a 30 minutes longer to get to Walla Walla or a little bit shorter, but it's way less traffic and it's super pretty, way prettier
probably,
than I-5.
Probably well worth it too, huh?
Well, just by the mountains is like desert and like forest, so it's like extremes, like compared to the other side of rainforest over there, it's just wet, you know, green. So over here, looks like California, half California and then half forest. It's crazy.
Interesting. It's like you turn to your left, you got, you know, the forest, you turn to your right, it's all desert.
Yeah, I think Walla Walla. Isn't Walla Walla kind of like that? It's desert. It's a little deserty and dry.
Yeah, a little bit. It just depends. If it hasn't rained, then it's deserty and dry. When it rains, it turns green pretty quickly. So it just depends on the time of season.
Yeah, cool. I'm sure I thought you were in the east. But yeah, man, cool. That's awesome. Small world.
Yeah, right. So I apologize for that. Where did we leave off on?
So yeah,
I heard was you were referred to your buddy to us.
Yeah, and so what I was wondering, yeah, he said he was getting a lot of calls where he was just like, yeah, can you slow it down? I was just wondering, after a year, am I tied into a contract for a whole year, or after everything's set up and going, I really don't need a lot of advertising anymore? Can I still have my website, or do I got to keep paying that $250 to keep that website always open?
Yeah, good question. So you're actually not locked into a contract at all. So this is month to month. All right. So you could actually pause or cancel the service at any time. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement at the end of the day. But if you ever wanted to cancel the service because you're like, hey, I'm good, the only thing that I would recommend is you're going to have to pay for hosting for the new age websites. We can shrink that down to just $49 month to month. What we do with the hosting though, not only do we keep the website live, but we keep it active. So we're still managing it. We're still making sure all the buttons work. If you ever want us to update it with like pictures and stuff like that, you can send those in and we can still make those changes for you as well too. Yeah.
Sweet. All right.
Cool.
That's my main concern, but yeah, that's all.
Okay. Awesome. And I just want to make sure, because you already have the Google Business Profile, so we're going to program that one, but what's the address that you're currently located at?
My business address is P.O. Box 7353, Bend, Oregon.
Okay. So they're not going to let you do the PO address. What did you do with the Google Business Profile before? How did you verify it?
Oh man, you know, so freaking long ago, I don't remember. I must have had to put my home address, is what you're saying, probably.
You probably
and
did.
So,
unless you did move in the last, 10, 12 years. No.
Nope, I moved. Yeah, a bunch of times. So you have to use your physical home address, huh?
Yeah. So you probably use your physical home address, the one that you probably, moved away from already.
Yeah.
But how, if you put a PO box, Google actually got real strict in the last 6 months to a year. So what they're doing is they're scrubbing Google. They're verifying everybody's address to make sure that you're in the local area, because what was happening was people were making just like hundreds of Google profiles as they were in the city, and then people were contacting them, and then they were starting to vet that workout where they didn't really have a legitimate business at that point. So they always want to make sure that the locals in your service area are doing work with the locals in the service area. You see what I mean?
Well, Yeah, so will that number be a secure number? Is that going to be everybody at Google can just look my number up and go to my house from that address?
No, it's secure. The only thing that's happening is they're just going to verify. The only thing that's going to show up is, like, Bend, Oregon with the zip code, and that's it.
Yeah, gotcha. Cool, yeah, totally, I could do that.
Perfect. I'm ready when you are for the address.
52785, and that's... Uh-huh. It's actually a town just south of Bend.
Okay.
I just bought a house last year. So it's 52785 Elm Drive, and then the zip code is 97739. And it's called Lapine, L-A-P-I-N-E.
Okay, Lapine. Okay, perfect. And congratulations on buying a new house.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's been a long journey for me. I don't know. Well, me being a snowboarder, I always prioritize in the storms.
In the mountains? Yeah.
Yeah, that took a save of money. I was buying passes.
There you go. Hey, it works out. I like I said, I snowboarded when I was little. I had my best memories when we would, like, my dad would take us snowboarding. He would pull us out of school early, and then we would head up to we're in California, so we would head up to, like, the Big Bear area. And we would go up for night snowboarding. So he would take us home Friday night, and then we would take a nap because we were just, like, I don't know, 7-8 years old. And then he'd be like, all right, let's go. And we would drive up there, like, at 7 at night, and then we'd get there probably around 8, and we would snowboard till, like, 11 p.m. And there was, like, a little lodge there where we would get, like, pizza and stuff, and we'd go there, and, dude, that's just, yeah. Snowboarding's fun. It is dangerous,
awesome.
Though, I will say. My stepmom did break her tailbone snowboarding, but.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right, because it was icy out or some real hard surface or something, maybe.
Because they man-make the snow, it's not, you know, in California, it doesn't really snow as much, so it's not as powdery. So what happens is the sun comes out from the man-made snow, it makes it really cold, but then at night, it just freezes, right? So it gets watery at night, it freezes, then you go up there the next day, and you're, like, ice skating on a snowboard. It's kind of hard.
I know all about it. It's called bulletproof sheet ice. But the only people that can ride, that know how to ride on, are the people from the East Coast.
Right.
We get a lot of ice. We get a lot of ice out there. But yeah, I know, we get it too. I have been a snowboard instructor for like 3 years and doing that for fun. And, you get a free pass or whatever, some perks, that's about it. But yeah, I live on the mountain pretty much, and yeah, I get a lot of icy days too, and you just gotta fucking be a wussy and don't go do anything stupid.
Don't go snowboarding.
Bring
out the ice skates.
Yeah, totally. Just go home. That's what I do. I go home. I'm not playing on this shit.
Yeah. It was definitely an experience. But as soon as I have kids, I my cousins and I, they are like, oh, let's go to Colorado. I love it out there. Let's go snowboarding. And I'm like, okay, I'm down. Sounds good.
I'm glad your dad was able to, your dad did that for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. He was actually, his buddy took him snowboarding, and then he would go, and he'd come back. He's like, oh, I got to take you. So he kind of did the same thing. He got an instructor, showed us how to do it. And within one day, like, I was up there on a mountain with my sister. We're just going down the mountain. We're like, oh, we're good. So it's cool. It's a skill that you'll always have too. So.
Yeah.
And then Eric,
and then
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So yeah, then if you ever get to go again and you're worried about your knee or something, just wrap the hell out of it. It's not that bad. And just go on a powder day where the snow is really soft and just take it easy.
Yeah, it's definitely trying to find, like, a powder day though, especially in California. They're hard to come by. You got to go when it's raining. And then it's snowing in the mountains, but yeah. So your first name is Eric. Your last name is Kral?
Yeah, K-R-A-L, yeah.
Okay. Did I say that right?
Yeah, it's Kral, but that's whatever you will say.
Okay. When you see my last name, you're going to say, okay, how do you say that? Because my last name is pronounced Muhlenkamp, but it's like M-U-H-L-E-N. And then people are like, Mullen, are you related to John Mellencamp? I'm like, no, I'm not. What's the email address for you, Eric?
It'll be agfp43 at Gmail.
At Gmail. Okay. And you're Pacific time, perfect, just like us. We're down south, so we're in Cali. agfp43 at Gmail, is that correct? Okay, perfect. You were going to say something there?
Yes. What's your next town over from Fountain Valley? That's like just outside of Santa Clarita. No. You're Central Cali?
No, that's like we're by like Irvine area, Huntington Beach. Let's see, Anaheim. Like we're in between Disneyland and the beach area.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So is that Orange County?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Where's that felt? Okay.
Orange County.
Where it changes from LA. Yeah.
Yeah,
cool,
my
yeah,
way it changes from LA to Orange County is going to be Brea and La Habra. That's where it's going to change.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like Los Alitos or somewhere around there. Yeah, I grew up in Hollywood as a kid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Hollywood and Santa Clarita Valley. I lived out there for a while. I was junior high and high school. Then just moved north.
There you go. Yeah, like I said, my dad grew up, I grew up in California. And we grew up down here in the Orange County area, went to school in LA County, and then he moved up to Washington shortly after I hurt my knee in college playing football. So, so he was like, all right, I'm going to Washington. Yeah. So he actually inherited his parents' property. So he has like 2 acres up there, and it's in like the forest. It's just super peaceful up there. I love going up there and just chilling with him.
Oh, that's awesome. That's neat. He's going to get to appreciate it from his family, you know, share it with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's the only one up there. I mean, he's married and everything like that, but, I'll go up there and I'll help him. I mean, he has a big yard, so it's always fun when you go up there and you're like, all right, it's sunny outside. He's like, I need you to mow the grass. And I was like, cool, see ya. And I'll like break out the John Deere and just my wife is like, you just like going and mowing the grass? I was like, yeah, you just sit on the John Deere and ride it around the yard, let it do all the work. You just chill and relax.
There's something gratifying about work, just, you know, the simple labor.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you're not pushing 2 acres of lawnmower. You definitely be fit for after that. But no, you just, you know, break out your drink and just relax for a little bit. So.
Yeah, it's
always fun. But Oregon is beautiful, too. I've been to Oregon. It's nice. I like it. I like the weather. And I'm a cold guy. Like, I run hot, so I like the cold weather a lot. So that's why when we would go snowboarding, I would be like, I want to take my jacket off. He's like, it's like 30 degrees. I'm like, I'm hot. Like, I just, no, I'm okay. I'm take this off. So that's how we would roll
there. Cold therapy is good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's scientifically proven. So, let me see here. So, everything here, Eric, I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you. So, my tech team is going to reach out to you. I'm going to set it for tomorrow. They're going to take about an hour slot window there. What they're going to do is they're going to talk to you about reamping the website. Obviously, we're going to build a new one for you. So, they're going to make sure that you have pictures, everything like that you can send over to them. They're going to start programming you to the first page placements of Google. They're just going to make sure that they have all the areas that you want to target as well as the services that you provide, okay? And then they're going to get working on that Facebook retargeting campaign so that way they can start targeting people that are searching for the services, and that way you guys can still stay busy within your winter season there, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Now, with the first month of service, it is going to be the flat rate of just $348. Then it does go $249 month to month. How would you like to secure the first month's payment? Are you going to be using a debit card or a business credit card?
My business debit card would be better because I should have my business credit card. I guess it doesn't really, you guys don't give a shit, right?
It doesn't matter. It's all the same because at the end of the day, I'm still going to send you a business receipt, so you get to write the whole thing off at the end of the year anyways. So it's just a matter of how you want to pay for it.
I mean, I got my business debit card on me. I'll just give you that so we can get the ball rolling, I guess.
Perfect. And then does it have just like a greenery, or I'm sorry, a greener future painting company LLC on there, or does it just have Eric Crow?
Both.
Okay. And then is the address there for the billing the same as what you gave me earlier, the Elm Drive?
No, actually it's to my P.O. box.
Okay, the P.O. box. Okay, P.O. box. And what's the P.O. box?
It's a P.O. box 7353, Bend, Oregon. Zip code is 97708.
97708. Okay. So I got P.O. box 7353, Bend, Oregon, zip code 97708, correct? Hello?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. I was like, did I lose you again?
I know, right? Like,
no. All right. So with the payment itself on the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay. I know the Visa is starting the number 4, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Yep. 4606-7508-9277-0694.
Okay. Can I read this? I'm going to read this back to you just to make sure I have it correct. I got 4606-7508-9277-0694.
And then 827 expiration, then 014.
And you said 27, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then the security code one more time, sorry.
0014.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to set up a security question for you here. So this is just another form of protection for you. We never sell or share any of your information here. So we are going to always ask you this security question just to verify that we're always talking to you and nobody else on the account. Same vice versa. You're always ensured that you're talking to us and nobody else about something like this because we already have your account set up here with us. Okay? So I have 3 questions. You can have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
I guess the city I was born in.
City you were born in. All right. And what's the city?
That's called Port, P-O-R-T, H-U-E-N-E-M-E, Unimi.
Port, Unimi.
California. Okay. Or better mile.
Cali. Okay. City you were born in. Just give me one sec. I actually had to put this in twice. They don't let me look at it. So it's like I'm doing it blind.
Mm-hmm. Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, exactly, right? So I'm going to make sure it's spelled right twice. Okay. And then how big are you guys right now? Like, are you have a crew of 5? Or
just crew of 3. A crew of 3. Crew of 3. Well, I've got capabilities. Like, if there's some kind of commercial gig that's a little bigger, I'm connected to other resources if I need to.
Okay, perfect.
Make it happen.
All right. Just wanted to make sure there. Okay. And then I'm going to read off a voice verification code to you. So, I mean, this is just going to be the pricing structure is going to be in there. So it's always going to stay at the $249 month to month for you. It's never going to fluctuate. on our pricing page itself for a local slash, it actually reads $599. So I want to make sure that that's sent over to you in writing as well, so you'll get that. That way you never have to pay the higher premium for us here. You're always going to be grandfathered in at the $249 rate. Also, too, in here, I'm just going to walk you through it. I'm going to give you two forms of phone numbers. One is going to be a direct line to my phone here, so that way you don't have to call back like you did before into my representatives. You can just reach me directly. And then you're also going to get our customer support line as well, too. That's where you, my tech team is going to reach out to you, and they're going to talk to you about everything as well, too, okay?
That's perfect.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A Greener Future Painting, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Eric Krall, owner and operator.
Awesome. And then you're authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay. Eric, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in, okay? Still with me, Eric?
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't hear you. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I have two numbers for you. Let me know when you're ready, and I will read you off our customer service number first.
Okay. One second. Let me locate my pencil here.
No worries.
Okay, go for it. Sorry.
Okay. So the number is going to be 877-635-6225. That's going to be the number that my tech team is going to reach out to you tomorrow for the onboarding call. To get a hold of me directly, my number is that same number with extension 203 on the back side of it. And then my name is Charlie.
2035 is extension?
No, 203.
Oh, 203.
Yeah, so it's going to be 877-635-6225 and then extension 203 for to just reach me directly.
Okay, will it prompt me for an extension after I do that number, probably, most likely?
Yeah, it will. It'll say if you want to reach a party's extension, you can enter it now. And then if not, you can just hit 1, and it'll take you straight to the tech team.
Okay. Awesome. And, do you know, is there a certain time I got to look forward to them? Because I'm in the middle of a pretty big day tomorrow, but I can make time.
I'm going to book it with you exactly, and then I'm going to send you the calendar invite for the Google time, and then they're going to be contacting you. They're going to say, okay, this is the time that we're going to call you. If you want to push it back to Thursday, we could even do it then. It just depends on your timing. But, yeah, I'm going to book it with you here in a minute.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do Thursday because it's going to be raining.
Okay.
So that way I can just kind of chill out that day and just, you know,
that's so funny. It's going to be raining in August.
Man, I'm just
so wild.
In August. It's supposed to be 100 degrees like this last 2 weeks, you know, and then July was in the hundreds, like pretty much most of the month or half the month.
And then now it's like fall all of a sudden.
Yeah. Came early, huh?
Right.
So, all right. Yeah, so in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 20th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I gave you there. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay. So for Thursday, now you're, the transaction has been declined because of the ABS mismatch. The address provide does not match billing. It's saying the address provide does not match the billing. Let me make sure I have this correct.
Well, I just got this card redone, and I'm wondering if they put my house, redid my address for my house address.
You want to try your house
address? Are you talking about the... Yeah, are you talking about the P.O. box that wasn't lining up with the actual debit card?
Yeah. All right.
Maybe they did do that, put my address there. Let's try to give it a shot. I mean, yeah, because there's plenty of money there. That's weird.
Yeah, let me do that.
Let me go over there. Right. And you put P.O. box 7353-97708?
Yes, I did. And typically, like, it'll tell me as well, like, if it's, like, a wrong address, it'll say can't update, but it let me update it. So let's try your home address there. I'm pretty sure if it's a new one, it probably just went there.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready for the zip code. That's all I need.
97739. And also on the P.O. boxes, there's always another second zip code. I'm wondering if you need both of those on the P.O. box if my address doesn't work for there.
Huh. I've never heard of, like, 2 zip codes for the P.O. box. It's usually just...
Yeah, well, I mean, I know I always just use the one, but when you, like, look up, like, the P.O. box and bin...
It could say, like, a dash with it, and it could range from either side.
Yeah, but I've never had to use that, I don't think.
Gotcha. So I got the 52785 Elm Drive, Lapine, Oregon, 97739, correct? Is that correct, Eric?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
That's awesome. Yeah, so I'm just cutting out. I'm in a shitty spot. All right.
Let me see here. Let's see if this works. Yeah, so it's your home address.
Okay. Damn, they didn't tell me that. No wonder I've been having issues.
Well, aren't you glad you had this phone call?
Yeah, thanks, dude. You can help me figure it out.
Well, so now you know. I mean, you can call your bank and you can transfer the P.O. box if you want to do that. But for your record, it's going to be your home address there on that. Everything did go through on this end, so you're good on that. I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here, so if you have any, you know, problems or if you want to target a specific city zip code, add or take off, I know you do seasonal work as well too, please let us know. Utilize the 877 number and we'll definitely be able to transition those things for you when it comes to, you know, colder months up there. As long as you're not snowboarding, we can help you out, okay?
Yeah, no, for sure. Trying to find that balance, you know. My balance is always leaning towards myself and I figured I got a young body now. I'm fucking going to tear it up.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, now you can always... Yeah, you can't get time back, so it's always good to decompress and always go to the mountain for sure. On Thursday itself, I do have availability anywhere from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for that onboarding call. 12 is when my tech team does take lunch. When would you like to schedule that onboarding call for Thursday?
How about, you said 7 to 4?
Yeah, so 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. I can schedule you in that day.
How about 9? How about 9
a.m.? 9 a.m. sounds good. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to set this up for 9 a.m. here. I'm going to send it to your email. And then you should have received a text, one of them saying, hey, Eric, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll have a link there to subscribe to the subscription. Click the link. That's going to be the terms and agreements that I read off to you earlier. That's going to have your pricing in there set in stone for the $249. There's two check boxes there on the bottom. Click that when you're ready. One's going to be SMSs. In case you're on the mountain and you don't answer, we can send you a quick text message. The other one is just saying you're the card authorization holder. You're going to type your first and last name there, and then it's going to take you to a username and password login page. Let me know when you get to that point. No rush.
Where I'm located right now, I have like serious issues with reception and
It's just spinning.
Is there any way I could do this? Like, I'll be out of here in about 2 hours, hour and a half.
You can do it later. Just have it done before the onboarding call. If you don't have it done before the onboarding call, I'll call you on Thursday at 9 a.m. Okay. And then I'll walk you through that process before I bring on my technician here to help you with the onboarding call itself.
Okay. Oh, wait. Yeah, it just popped up here, so I can probably just deal with that.
Okay. Perfect.
So click both the boxes?
Yes, and then type your name first and last, and then hit confirm, and then it should take you to a username and password. It's probably going to be a little slow for you once you do that. But you do have your credentials for the what's called the dashboard, and that's where you're going to be able to track everything, access your website as well, too. So we put that there. You should have received a text message with the username and password. So maybe when you're down the mountain and probably back at home, probably log into that. It'll say, we're working on your account. Check back in a couple of days, which that's going to be on the onboarding call there. So then you'll be able to track everything going forward, okay?
Okay, and it says, I have a spell thing, it says signature doesn't match. Please type it, maybe I didn't put my middle initial in there or something.
Let me see here.
Is it V-crawl?
Did I spell your name right? Should be right above.
And back up. Scroll back up. Don't see my name where you wrote it.
It's going to be right above where you had typed it. It's going to be in bold letters.
It's spelled, my name is spelled E-R-I-C-K.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Let me do this really quick. Let me send it back to you.
Or should I just go ahead and just put C? It doesn't matter.
No, it's okay. I'll send it back to you so that way there's no issues, especially like when you're going to do your tax write-off. And be like, oh, you know how the IRS is. Oh, well, you know, they're missing a letter. I don't know, Eric, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can write this off now, you know. It's like, okay, come on.
So you guys know me. I've been paying for out my butt forever.
Yeah.
You
guys charge me an arm and a leg, man. Cut me some slack here.
Ridiculous. Right. Like the hard worker men get paid, have to pay more taxes, and then the richer get, the easier it gets.
Yeah, exactly, right? The richer you get, the more tax codes that you can get the loopholes from.
Oh, for sure.
All right, let's see. That should do it. I did send you another one, so you should be able to click that link there, and it should have the K in there. Let me see here. Yeah. Even changed that on my end, so you should be able to click the new link. It'll take it to you, and then you just type in with the K. I apologize on that.
You're good.
And then you should have in your inbox as well for your email. You'll have three emails there. Don't be alarmed by it. I know a lot of customers will contact me again and be like, I already have a GMB. And I'm like, I know. We send that out for people that don't have it. It's just a generic send out just in case somebody doesn't have a Google My Business. Yeah.
Right.
So they're just, your most deal is going to be like what to send in for like the websites, pictures and stuff like that. And then, you're going to have a Google link there for a calendar. Just hit yes when you get a chance. And then that's just going to let us know that you've confirmed the time for Thursday as well, too.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. And you were able to get that name on there?
Yeah, just finally
loaded in.
Just popped up for me here. Gonna work this time. It's thinking. So yeah, so it says username now, local flash. So do I just, what do I do for your, what'd you say it was for my name?
Perfect. So you should have got a text message. You can log in now or you can log in later. There's really nothing to see, I'll be honest.
Okay.
You haven't started on anything. I know you said you got to get back to work, but your credentials is in your message box. So once you're at home, like you can log in. It'll say, welcome, here are your credentials for your client dashboard, and then it'll say username and password. You'll be able to put that in there, and it'll just say, we're working on your account.
Perfect. Okay. Got my access to the portal.
Perfect. Awesome. So you're all set up here. Yeah, you got Thursday at 9 a.m. I'm going to give you a call with my tech team, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll with you at that point. All right, Eric?
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate you, too. You have a safe day. I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay, Charlie. Take care, man. Have a good day. Don't work too hard.
Same to you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. All right. Later.